USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After two major quakes, more aftershocks are expected in Southern California. The 7.1 quake was centered northeast of Los Angeles. Kern County was hit by a 6.4 quake on the 4th of July. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti.
So far, no reports of any significant or catastrophic damage. We do have about 1,200 customers without power in the Sherman Oaks, Valley Glen area, San Fernando Valley.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is asking President Trump for federal help. Mark Ghilarducci is director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
Huge priorities right now for medical support and for firefighting and for emergency power.
Seismologist Lucy Jones with Caltech and the Geological Survey says more aftershocks will happen.
This is an earthquake sequence. It will be ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Classes were canceled at the University of Nevada, Reno after a utilities explosion blew out windows and caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Operations Chief Steve Layton says 8 people received minor injuries.
There was a small explosion in the basement of the building. While we were there investigating it, there was a larger explosion that damaged a large portion of the center of the building.
The census question about citizenship is not on the forms that are now being printed, but it's back in the lower courts after the Supreme Court said no go. The Trump administration at first accepted that, but now
we're working on a lot of things, including an executive order.
Earlier this week, Justice Department lawyers told a federal judge the fight was over. But then President Trump tweeted the administration would move forward on the question after all. Justice Department attorneys say they've been instructed to reevaluate all options. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The housing crisis in California has people looking for new types of living arrangements. Here's USA's John Hunt with more.
Housing costs have become so expensive in some cities in California that people are renting bunk beds in a communal home for $1,200 a month. Not a bedroom. A bed. A group called PodShare is trying to help make up for the shortage of affordable housing in cities like San Francisco and LA by renting dormitory-style lodging and providing tenants a co-living experience. A PodShare membership allows you to snag any of the 220 beds at 6 locations across LA and San Francisco. There's no deposit or commitment. You get a bed, a locker, access to Wi-Fi, and the chance to meet fellow pedestrians. Each pod includes a shelf and a personal TV. Food staples like cereal and ramen, as well as toiletries like toothpaste and toilet paper, are included. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
After a disappointing job creation number in the government's job report for May, the June report is now beating expectations with nearly 224,000 jobs created. John Clemens reports.
Economists had predicted only 165,000 jobs would be created. Cody Parkinson is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unemployment rate was little changed at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.